hour of the program, you are invited to bring up whatever you want. Just dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Luther.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. The site allows you to actually influence what you hear on the air by submitting show prep suggestions, news stories, videos, blog posts, whatever you think is relevant. You submit it to the website. Other listeners will vote as to how they feel about it, if they like it or not. You can also vote up and down on different things, and then the most popular items make it to the front page, and which means it's more likely we'll use them on the air. FreeTalkLive.com. Head over there, get a free account, and get interactive. The whole website is free to you. That's FreeTalkLive.com. We go back to Paul in Kentucky. For those of you just tuning in, Paul had a question about voluntarism, and so let's recap this, Paul, for our listeners that that are just joining us here in our third hour.
Okay, I just want to clarify something. I wasn't getting the concept confused about the employees. I was just trying to say that they go to work for this employer knowing what the employer wants. That is, they agree.
Yeah, it's a consensual activity.
Right.
I wasn't suggesting that you were confused. I was only making it clear for our audience that perhaps has never heard, because you always have to remember when you're doing radio that there's always the chance that somebody is just getting into their car out of the airport for the first time in whatever city, flipping on the ignition, and the radio comes on, and there's Paul in Kentucky talking about voluntarism, and they're saying, what the hell is voluntarism? And so you always have to remember when you're doing radio to kind of reset and explain things as basically as possible. So when you use the term, you're talking about a man opening up a restaurant. We're talking about the voluntary society or the voluntarism, the idea of people.
I wanted to kind of like make it the three individuals here, the person that starts the business. Nobody makes that person open that business. They do it voluntarily.
Mm-hmm.
Same way with the employees and the customers.
Correct.
And
everybody is consenting.
Yeah, they consent. They go to the restaurant and they see that this is the kind of food they want, or this is the kind of payment for the food, or the rules, for example, a dress code. So they know all of that. And so here's where I have a real disconnect with what you and others have done in King, and that is you've come to a city and there are people that, not yourself obviously, but other people that have voluntarily agreed to a government, okay? That is, they vote, or even if they don't vote, let's say they're apathetic, they're not necessarily in your camp, they're just, they don't care.
Mm-hmm.
If you went to a restaurant and you saw that there was something that you didn't like as a customer, you wouldn't go into the restaurant.
It's true.
And stay in the restaurant. You would leave. You would go to another restaurant.
Your analogy is breaking down already, and where it is breaking down is that this isn't a restaurant. I bought a piece of property from another private individual in a certain political designation known as Keene, New Hampshire, and I don't believe in the fantasy that says that a strange group of men and women actually, in point of fact, owns my property. They call themselves the City of Keene. I believe that I own my property, and I don't subscribe to their fantasy. Now, I still pay them because there are men with guns who also subscribe to their fantasy who aren't afraid to use them against me. But it doesn't quite – it's not analogous. Moving to a region, buying property there or renting a home or whatever, moving in somewhere – is not the same as going into someone's restaurant.
Well,
also,
I think that's where we have – that's the reason I said that we have a difference of opinion. And, I've heard your show enough and I know this, but I just wanted to get my opinion out. It's kind of like – that's why I keep going back to that restaurant. The people that preceded you, they wanted this, okay? And you came to the city and –
okay,
you
Paul.
You're literate. You could find out what the government is.
Let me address that
and
specifically,
if you,
Paul.
Excuse me. And if you don't like that, you have the option of going somewhere else Or if once you're in the city, you have the option of leaving. And that's the part.
But I don't like it anywhere, Paul.
That's
Wait,
the part I disagree with you on, is that you have, nobody is forcing you to stay there, and nobody forced you to go there.
Okay, Paul. Let me address those two issues. First off, I stayed where I was born, and the Yankees came, and they took over the town. All right, so that was the rules as somebody besides me set them up. So geography really doesn't fit into this scenario, okay? Because I stayed right where I was born, and they still messed up the town, all right?
Right.
You get that?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, secondly, and
they came into your restaurant, Mark.
And, right, it was my restaurant, and the Yankees came in there. They used the rules that somebody else had set up that wasn't me in my restaurant. Somebody else set up the rules. And that's really the other point here is the idea is that you're calling the town of Keene, New Hampshire, or any place, a restaurant that's owned by all the people. And the people that originally bought the restaurant would have had to have bought it legitimately, right? Like, you have to go in there and pay the people who own it and get everybody who buys it to agree on it, and that didn't happen. The people of the state of New Hampshire said, hey, to the rest of you people who don't want to go by our rules, we're going to kill you. And you people that, you know, the Redskin folks, we're already killing you. So they just took the land from other people, and they said, this is how we're going to run this restaurant, and if you don't like it, you can die. And that's the way the restaurant was set up from the beginning. So the restaurant is illegitimately owned.
Okay.
I mean, and that's a very important point. Now, the restaurant's also set up that, hey, if you move into our restaurant area, you get a voice. You can vote. You can do whatever it is you want to do. And I'm also, when I go to the restaurant, free to choose not to go by their rules, right? Like, I can go to a restaurant and do what I want there, and it's, you know, it's okay. They could try to kick me out, but you can't, but that's part of the restaurant's rules, is they can't kick you out.
Okay. Well, you know, as I say, I really don't want to get into an argument. I just wanted to...
I'm not trying to argue. I'm trying to tell you how the restaurant analogy
doesn't work. I didn't really want to argue. I just wanted to get my opinion out. But now that you are talking,
so
Mark...
So, wait a minute.
Let him go.
Okay.
I just, you know, I basically, this second part of... my comments was, I wanted to ask Mark, that all the years that I've been hearing Ian talk about calling himself a voluntarist, why is it, and I'm not challenging you, I'm just curious, yeah, why is it that you don't call yourself a voluntarist?
I don't like, because people immediately want to know what that means. Well, what's a voluntarist? Well, it means that I think that, you know, that people should be, interact in voluntary fashions.
So you don't really have any issues with it. You just don't like the title.
I don't want the first thing that people say is, well, what about the roads? What about the cops? What about the courts? I don't think those are the most important liberty issues that we're dealing with in the United States of America or the state of New Hampshire or the town of Keene or the city of Keene. I think that the important issues have to do with government, wasteful government spending and intrusion in the area of policing and all those other, those areas. I think we could do a lot by ending the war on drugs, by, you know, reducing the size of government by 75%. And then we can talk about cops, courts, and causeways.
I'm curious, Luther, do you have a favorite term that you identify with?
No, not really, actually. I don't so much like labels like that. I'm just Luther.
Okay.
And I don't mean to say that as a cop-out, like, you know, oh, he's just trying to be, you know, apolitical about it and on the fence. But no, really, like, I just like to identify with myself as myself.
That makes sense. So now here's what I want to know from you, Paul, is you mentioned that you just wanted to share your opinion, and that's fine. I just want to make sure I understand what your opinion is. Your opinion is that if I don't like the rules of a geopolitical designation that the strangers that live there, some of them calling themselves the city of fill in the blank, if I don't like the rules, then I shouldn't move there in the first place, right?
Right.
Okay, but I didn't like the rules where I was, and I don't like the rules anywhere, because everywhere you go, unless it's to the middle of the woods somewhere, everywhere you go, there are people calling themselves governments that want to force their way on you. So what am I supposed to do?
I really don't have an answer for you. I'm sorry.
Fair enough. Thanks for the call. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. My answer was to get together with other people who are sick and tired of these nonsensical rules in the same place. That place is New Hampshire. It's Free Talk Live.
Have you ever wished that you could buy, sell, and trade in silver in your community? Del Valle Silver has a no-cost, turnkey setup for you. You recruit 6 to 8 businesses in your area to accept Del Valle Silver rounds as barter currency, and your wish is granted. You get paid, and you promote the use of real money. This isn't like so many other silver currency setups, where it's really just a system to sell high-priced rounds. It's a free market system based on Austrian economics. DelValleySilver.com. DelValleySilver.com.
Do you need a new computer but don't seem to have the money to buy one? Is your credit stopping you from buying the newest computers that you need today? Then My Computer Club is your answer to buy that new computer or laptop now and pay for it later. Finance top quality new computers and laptops and hundreds of other electronics. There are no credit checks, no turndowns. If you're 18 years or older and have proof of income, you're approved. Prices start at just $22 a month. Go to mypccredit.com and finance your new computer today. That's mypccredit.com.
It's no secret why pharmaceutical companies and mainstream media often question the safety and effectiveness of herbal supplements. But isn't it ironic that mainstream pharmaceutical companies are the ones who manufacture overpriced prescription drugs that produce dangerous side effects? Do your own research and compare the herbal supplements offered at ResearchedHerbs.com. Herbal supplements at ResearchedHerbs.com are backed by over 1,100 published clinical trials and endorsed by over 250,000 healthcare professionals in 76 countries worldwide. ResearchedHerbs.com is home to the world's number one selling liver support formula, and best of all, our products are manufactured by a company that's been around 80 years, produces 20 billion herbal pills every year, and is still family owned. Call 1-800-973-1486 or go to researchedherbs.com. researchedherbs.com supplements. All the goodness with none of the side effects.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid 3 times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
If you suffer from poor sleep,
you've got to try MyPillow.
Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose?
Except poor sleep.
Go to MyPillowShop.com. Mention coupon code GCN and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com. Or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. MyPillow, for the rest of your life.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You are invited to take control of the airwaves. Dial in. Bring up anything. 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. And tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Luther.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site. They are free, including our bulletin board system with over 500,000 posts. There's a lot to talk about. Serious issues, fun stuff, silly nonsense. You'll find it all over at bbs.freetalklive.com. And it's free. That's bbs.freetalklive.com.
One of the great ways to stand up against the aggressive state and its constant growth is by using the judicial system.
by not just bowing down whenever the government gives you some new order to pay them money. But don't go into court unarmed. First, go to jurisdictionary.com. Jurisdictionary is a course that can teach the average eighth grader in 24 hours how to use the court system, how to draft pleadings, understand the court's power, get evidence from opponents, motions, hearings, affirmative defenses, legal research. It's jurisdictionary.com. It's a great course, and it's not only endorsed by me, who is going through the course right now, but by our co-host, Sam. And I think that you will find it to be very useful. It's jurisdictionary.com.
All right, so we continue taking your phone calls about what you want. Going to Dale, listening in Arizona. Dale, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Luther and Mark.
Hey, guys. I wanted to call in just real quickly to give you an update of what's going on here today. There's a big radio traffic down here about the immigration bill that's being signed.
Yeah, it's a big bill. Big deal.
Yeah. But before I go into that, just the last caller that I caught reminded me of something funny, the way he was talking about, like, we decided on this and, like, we killed the Indians, we won the war. It reminds me of this skit from Saturday Night Live where it was Harry Carey and the Harry Carey show. And he says to the guy, he goes, hey, when are we going to the moon? And the guy says, well, we went there 30 years ago, Harry. And he goes, no, I met you and I. anyway, that's just breaking the collectivist speak there. But, yeah, I wanted to tell you about what's going on here because, like, the big station here, KFYI, is the neocon station.
Is Phoenix? Are you in Phoenix?
Yes. Yeah, okay, that's right. And so today you're hearing all kinds of, like, both sides or supposedly both sides of it. And, you know, the left mostly is concerned about racial profiling, but I don't think they really understand what it's all about.
We're talking about, just to bring our listeners up to speed, in case they don't know, I guess there's this really kind of draconian police state immigration bill that it's been signed by the governor now in Arizona.
It hasn't been enacted yet, but it is law.
Right, to where a police officer can simply approach you on the street and demand you show him proof of your governmentalness, your citizenship or whatever, that you show ID to the police officers. Am I understanding
that's
that
correct.
Right, Dale?
Yeah, that's exactly right, and that's exactly why I called in. It's because I wanted to point out that nowhere on any of these perspectives that you hear on the radio down here or the supposed two sides of the debate are you going to actually understand the core meaning of what's happening here. I've listened to you guys for over a year, and I've learned about the experiences with people doing nothing wrong but being forced to show a license to drive when they're not driving, and learning about never get busted, and, you know, you don't have to answer to the cops. Only after learning about that have I broken that knee-jerk reaction of just showing ID. You know, even if I'm not driving a car, I just show it, you know?
Right. But now you've stopped doing that. However, they're essentially going to make that illegal. That is, if the cop demands that you show ID, now they're going to call that a crime if you don't.
That's what they're going to do. But I think that I think that the left has a very strong point here in the racial profiling.
Oh, they're
thing.
Right about
because
it.
Because if I as a white guy get asked to show my ID, if somebody perceives me as a white guy, I should say, a police officer perceives me as a white guy, it's far less likely that they're just going to say, hey, son, show me your ID, unless I'm, you know, a rabble rouser or something like that, in which case they'll use the law against me for that purpose.
Right.
And that's wrong, no doubt. But imagine for a second that you look good and Mexican, and they just, you know, everywhere you go, every time you see a cop, they've got to profile. They basically have to profile you because there's a very good chance, a much larger chance, that you're an illegal immigrant as a Mexican-looking guy than you are as a white-looking guy.
A so-called illegal immigrant. I don't think you can be an illegal person. I think that's a government concept. But nonetheless, you're right, Mark, that the left, if you want to use that term in this case, is absolutely correct that certainly this law will be used for racial profiling. But I think what Dale is trying to point out here is that they're missing the real issue, and that is that the left would have no problem if they were just going after everybody equally. If the cops were out demanding ID of everybody that they see, regardless of the color of their skin, well, that'd be fine by them. Is that the point you're making?
Yeah, because I've been getting so excited after I'll see at Pork Fest and all that, and I've been being so strong about being standing up for myself. Now I see this as like, oh man, now when, two or three years down the road, when cops learn that they can, push the boundaries, mission creep here, I could say, well, I'm not driving, officer. And then, even though I'm totally a white kid, they can say, oh yeah, well, how about if I pretend you're Mexican? Now you do. And what the thing that really jumped out was pretty disgusting comment. One of the morning guys here is he said, you could tell that he was really irritated over the past 5 or 6 years. During especially the building boom here, that there are always a lot of Mexicans at Home Depot wanting work, sitting out there. And,
yeah.
Before now, because they weren't in vehicles, oh, well, the cops couldn't shake him down. But he was gloating. Mm. Like, now, even if they're not in vehicles, they do have to show a driver's license. And I just picked up on that because of what you guys talk about all the time with not having to show ID, but now
Dale,
I will.
Do you know what the consequences are alleged to be if one does not display the government ID card?
Nah, not even yet. I'm just, tuning in as it goes.
I'd be curious about that. I'd be curious to find out what is
they it. They can probably hold you until they can ascertain
they've done it here
who
in New
you
Hampshire.
Are.
Yeah. They've done that in New Hampshire. Yeah. If they don't know who you are, they'll just hold you indefinitely. Just
like
curious.
Sam, yeah.
Yeah, I'm just curious as to what they what it is they're saying. So you are a Free State. Are you a Free State Project participant? Or are you just coming up for Pork Fest to check things out, or what's going on there?
Oh, yeah, I signed up last year, and then I got this job out here to make a lot of money. Yeah, I think I may still come up to New Hampshire in the next couple of years after I've got a good amount of capital saved up where I can be free to start my own business or something. But I'll definitely kick it up there in June with you guys.
Absolutely, Dale. That makes total sense.
My recommendation to you is, do not do your activism down in Arizona, but maybe in Phoenix where they do have Ernie Hancock's pretty active down there. But gosh, I've seen so many people get excited about the idea of the Free State Project, excited about activism, decide I'm going to start a little bit early, and then they spend the next 2 years trying to sort out the crap that they were doing in the previous state after they've moved up to New Hampshire. Save your activism for New Hampshire.
I've been hanging out with Freedom's Phoenix. Yeah, they're cool guys.
Oh, great, great. Yeah, I mean, we've been talking with Ernie recently, and of course, we just got him on the Liberty Radio Network, and he seems like a really great guy. And he came up, of course, for the Liberty Forum recently, and I think it's great that you're involved with them. So maybe you can be like our free stater on the inside, and you can spend the next couple of years working to persuade as many of the Freedom's Phoenix folks as possible to come up here.
Yeah. Okay, guys.
I'll keep my fingers crossed. Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever you want. This is Free Talk Live.
Get incredible grip, no matter what the conditions, when you wear MaxFit gloves. Everyone from boaters, fishermen, mechanics, plumbers, farmers, senior citizens, and gardeners are all wearing MaxFit gloves for better grip. MaxFit gloves are made with thin glove technology that is ultra-thin, breathable, will reduce muscle fatigue when planting gardens, pulling weeds, or anywhere you need a more youthful grip. Watch incredible MaxFit gloves videos online at MaxFitGloves.com. MaxFit gloves improve dry grip strength by up to 37% and improve your grip up to 400% better than bare hands in wet or oily conditions. If arthritis has crippled your grip, or if you work with your hands and depend on a good grip, then MaxFit gloves are for you. Right now, get 2 free pairs of MaxFit gloves when you go to MaxFitGloves.com. MaxFitGloves.com and use promo code radio or call 1-877-552-5206. That's 1-877-552-5206. MaxFit gloves, incredible grip in any conditions.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Don't ignore your prostate health. I'm Roger Mason, research chemist and developer of the all-natural supplement Beta Prostate, and I want you to know about a free bottle giveaway. Beta Prostate helps your body support good prostate health. Your prostate affects the quality of your life, including your sleeping habits and even intimacy. Beta Prostate has plant sterols shown to support healthy urine flow and healthy sleeping habits. And Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same plant sterols found in one Beta Prostate. New customers can get a free bottle of Beta Prostate. You only pay a small shipping and handling fee. Make the call today and get your free bottle.
To get your free bottle of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-257-7201. One free bottle per household. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
This is not a drill.
Repeat.
This is not a drill.
Gun sales are on a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals
now want your guns
and will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters.
You'll learn step-by-step, battle-hardened techniques,
where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them,
how to create the perfect hiding place,
as well as the places you should never hide your guns
under any circumstance.
These and other closely guarded gun-caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time. Go to hideyourguns.com.
That's hideyourguns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
Hideyourguns.com right now.
Right now. Right now.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. Dial in toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it is Ian with you.
And Luther.
And Mark.
Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got a webcam and a chat room. They're all mixed in together on the same page. You can chat and you can watch and listen all at the same time, and it's all free at cam.freetalklive.com. The cam is brought to you by memorydealers.com.
Yeah, memorydealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, XFPs, GBICs, ZenPacks, and X2s that are 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP, at up to 99% off list price. MemoryDealers.com also can offer you customized solutions for your transceiver requirements, including private labeling. They're in stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery at MemoryDealers.com. Obviously, your customized private labeling isn't in stock and ready to ship. That's going to take a little bit of time, but it's memorydealers.com.
All right, 800-259-9231. Luther, do you have a story about the SEC, Securities Exchange Commission?
I do, in fact.
I believe that's what – are those the people that deal with the trading market, the SEC?
Yeah, they regulate the laws based on securities.
They're the ones keeping us safe from the big bankers and, problems that say banks that, dispense fiat currency of the federal government, of getting too aggressive with, the dispensing of this fiat currency. You know, they don't you wouldn't want that. So the SEC is there to protect the American public from these greedy bankers. Huh? And, you got to really wonder, how's that going?
Well,
really bad. There was a housing bubble, you know?
Yeah, not too well, apparently. And according to this, it's actually a good thing that they're not doing their job correctly. It's called On Behalf of a Grateful Nation. On Behalf of a Grateful Nation.
Where's this from again? I'm sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry. This is from the Center for the Stateless Society.
Okay, great.
Thomas Knapp wrote this. On behalf
Thomas Knapp, by the way, who has endorsed Keene. Thomas Knapp is sort of one of the more noteworthy libertarian bloggers out there, and seems like a really cool guy.
This is the first article I've read of his, and I immediately was drawn to it. It's gripping. It's hilarious. It's really fun. It's
great.
My kind of thing. So, on behalf of a grateful nation, I'd like to thank the porn industry. Yes, really. According to a memo obtained by the Associated Press and reported on at Politico, top staffers at the Securities Exchange Commission used internet pornography to get a grip on themselves as the U.S. economy ground toward collapse in 2008.
So the employees of the SEC were watching porn rather than watching the banks.
Yes.
As the entire nation's economy crumbled. Okay. Yes.
According to another version of the report, that attorney have spent up to 8 hours a day. In other words,
attorney?
Yep.
The guy that was watching porn.
Yeah. One SEC attorney in Washington kept burned CDs and DVDs of pornography downloaded on his government computer, the hard drive of which was filled with explicit material. Another SEC employee was blocked access from pornographic websites more than 16,000 times in 1 month.
Wow.
Yep. according to another version of that report.
Jeez. I mean,
that's a lot of porn watching.
Wait, so he was blocked from accessing those websites, meaning he...
Yeah, it sounds like every minute of his workday he was trying to get onto porn.
Right, and so they've got a system that keeps him out of it, but yet somehow the other guy managed to get through and get some of it.
Yeah, download some, it sounds like.
So they've got a system that keeps him out, but he was trying over and over and over and over again?
That's my understanding. Maybe I'm misunderstanding.
Maybe his computer got, bugged up by one of these porn sites, and then it just kept on trying.
Who knows?
That is literally a porn site per minute, basically. I just ran the numbers here.
Wow.
It was so...
Yeah, so he couldn't have been getting any work done.
It breaks down to 66 porn sites per hour, basically.
Wow. According to another version of that report...
On an eight-hour day, by the way. I didn't take a break out for lunch or anything like that.
Oh, wow. Oh, jeez. According to another version of the report, the attorney above spent up to 8 hours a day. Yeah, like he said. In other words, his full work day building his porn collection. Naturally, this report has been greeted by considerable moralizing, complaining, and posturing. But I'm grateful. Yes, really. Yes, it's an abusive waste of taxpayer money to furnish someone with a state-of-the-art PC and high-speed internet connection and then pay him $200,000 per year. At least 17 of the investigated employees were in that salary range. And I think there were a total of 33,
mm-hmm.
So that's a little over half, to sit in front of that PC and flog the dolphin. But think of the alternatives. What if they had been doing their jobs? The very idea sends chills running down my spine and cues up cheesy horror flick music in the back of my head. The Securities Exchange Commission is an independent, quasi-judicial regulatory agency charged with administering the Securities Act of 1933, the Securities Exchange Act of 1934, the Trust Indenture Act of 1939, the Investment Company Act of 1940, the Investment Advisors Act of 1940, the Sarbanes-Oxley Act of 2002, and the Credit Rating Agency Reform Act of 2006.
I thought Sarbanes-Oxley was over. I thought that they didn't count anymore. Anyway.
It might not. It doesn't mention. To put it a different way, the SEC's primary mission is selective restraint of trade for the benefit of the political class. If your company is well-connected in Washington, the SEC's job is to grease the skids for and give a patina of regulatory credibility to your latest cockamamie scheme for defrauding the public.
Mortgage-backed Goldman Sachs.
Yeah, mortgage. It says right here, mortgage-backed securities, for example.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
So if you're buddy-buddy with the state, then they kind of leave you alone, and then if not, then they might go after you real hardcore.
Right. If your company isn't well-connected in Washington, the SEC's job is to wrap you in miles of red tape, throw you into the Potomac, and push your head back under the water if you manage to surface for air. Whatever it takes to keep you from competing with the previously mentioned class of companies. If the SEC's 4,000 or so employees have spent 8 hours a day doing their jobs in the last 75 years, we'd be royally screwed. The economy wouldn't have collapsed in 2008 because there wouldn't be any economy left to collapse in 2008. Half the security traders in America would be in jail and on charges of contempt of bureaucrat, and other half would be gaily hawking derivatives backed by your presumed rate of toe jam production or the probability of a monkey hitting trees 320s in a row at darts.
I love this because basically what he's saying here is that to these employees who are supposedly, you know, very highly paid government employees that you would presume would have taken this job because they believe in this. You know, we believe in doing this regulatory work. This is our calling. This is what we do. We are government bureaucrats, and we are the SEC. That porn is more important to them than their role of the enforcer in the government's network. Mm-hmm. That sex videos is more motivating to them than doing their supposed jobs. He's absolutely right. It's great news.
Yeah.
I mean, not that I want to pay them to do anything. I don't want to pay them to watch sex videos either. I just don't want to pay them. But in the scheme of things, what he's saying is this is preferable.
Yeah. The absolute best result that we can expect from the government regulatory agency is that it will function as a slight drag on the economy. Dead weight. After we sell out money to build a fancy office, hire some secretaries for the bureaucrats to sexually harass, send them out on a Best Buy shopping spree, and put them on their monthly welfare check, if we're lucky, the worst that will happen is they'll content themselves with internet porn, outrageous salaries, and obscene fringe benefits. And otherwise, keep pretty much to themselves.
Yeah, I mean, who wants to work? If you're a government bureaucrat, you don't actually, in many cases, depending on the role, I mean, some of them, like the road crews, they actually end up doing something once enough money's been thrown at something. Mm-hmm. But with a more desk type of job, who really wants to? I mean, if you can get away with sitting and surfing the web all day and not actually lifting one finger to do anything that is your supposed job, then that's what they're going to do. And it sounds like that's what they've done. It reminds me of a guy I used to work with at the radio station in Sarasota. He was called Scott the Burnout. And at one time, really cool guy. He was fine at what he did at the radio station, but at one point he got a job with the government, the state of Florida. He was an orange inspector, so he would drive around to different orange groves, and he would look for little bugs and rot and whatever it is that infects oranges, that kind of thing.
Yeah, anchors.
And basically, the way he was paid, or the way that they knew he was doing his job, was by how many miles he put on his truck each day. So he would just drive around, smoke pot, and you know, that was his job. More coming up.
Notorious space pirate Phoebus Crumb had retired to a frontier world, only to see it destroyed by raiders. Now, Crumb is given a new ship, a new crew, and a dangerous new mission. Infiltrate deep within enemy territory and destroy a deadly dreadnought that threatens the balance of galactic power. Follow the illustrated adventures of L. Neil Smith's Phoebus Crumb online now at bigheadpress.com/PK.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Stouffer's. Let's Fix Dinner. Find dinner ideas to bring your family together at the table at letsfixdinner.com. Juggling schedules so that everyone eats together can be tough. Try starting with one family dinner a week, whenever you can fit it in. Take turns picking the meal and have everyone pitch in. Working together will bring your family closer, even if it is just once a week. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
As the U.S. and the world slip slowly into economic and financial gridlock, some economists predict a global financial meltdown and economic collapse worse than we have ever seen. Don't wait for the edicts to start coming out of Washington, D.C. before you begin to fill your pantry. Prepare for financial and economic Armageddon now. Ready Reserve Food has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest and dehydrated foods for nearly 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, unlike other companies that just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish, with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Many companies do not even offer a catalog, but we will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Call 800-453-2202. That's 800-453-2202. Or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us to prepare for financial and economic Armageddon now at 800-453-2202 for your free catalog now.
Good morning, gardeners. Want lighter pots, better drainage, then forget the rocks. Hi, this is Paul Parent from the Paul Parent Garden Club. A lot of gardeners ask me if rocks are the best for drainage in the bottom of their pots. Not anymore. Now use Better Than Rocks, a new non-woven mesh material made of 100% recycled plastic. You place it in the bottom of your window boxes, your outdoor containers, houseplant containers for optimal plant drainage. Better Than Rocks helps oxygen reach the plant's roots, allows better nutritional absorption necessary for good growth and lush plants. Plus, you'll save money using less soil. The material is easy to use and your pots will be much lighter. So go to betterthanrocks.com today, and for a $10 discount off a 16x96-inch roll, use the code PAULP at checkout. That's betterthanrocks.com. Better Than Rocks will get you growing.
Oh, my sinuses! They feel like they'll explode!
Sinus pressure, sinus headaches that keep you up at night. You've struggled for years. You've tried everything to get relief, but your sinus distress just keeps coming back and robbing you of the healthy life you deserve. Sound familiar? Well, you're not alone. Statistics show that 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress. Fact is, 67 products merely treat the symptoms and don't get to the cause of your sinus problem. Now there's a solution that's safe and doctor-recommended. SinoFresh Homeopathic Antiseptic Nasal Spray. It's the only patent-protected nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of your sinusitis. No alcohol, no rebound congestion, no drug interactions, and easy to use. Don't go another day just treating symptoms. Take control of your sinus health now and get SinoFresh Homeopathic Antiseptic Nasal Spray and get the relief you deserve. Go to buysinofresh.com. That's B-U-Y, sinofresh.com. Or call 888-906-3636. Breathe easy. Breathe free. Get SinoFresh today. It works.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Only moments remain. Enough time for your call. If you make it now to 1-800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features for free, so enjoy those. And if you enjoy this program and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can support us by becoming an amplifier for as little as $3 a month. It's less than the cost of, in some cases, a cup of coffee. But it makes a difference for us, because when a bunch of people send in $3 a month, it adds up, and it allows us to reach out to radio stations, expose new people to the ideas of freedom, not just through the radio, but also on the internet. We do Google AdWords advertising. We're reaching out to the stations. I was just called back by a radio program director today who I'd never spoken with before. And it's always nice when this happens, where I ask if they've heard of the show. Still, most of the time, despite all the outreach we've done, a lot of them haven't. But this was one that did, and he saw our ads in Talkers Magazine, and so that was good, because it was the advertising that the Free Talk Live amplifiers did that kind of paved the way for me to get that call back in the first place. If we hadn't been advertising in Talkers, as long as we have, which is kind of the industry publication for talk radio, then there's a good chance he might not have been familiar with the program, meaning he might not have even called me back in the first place. So the Free Talk Live AMP program makes a difference. It's the primary reason why this show has grown in 5 years from a handful of affiliates to coming up on 75. We're at 73 now. And it's all because of listeners like you who are giving $3 a month to the show. And you're getting perks. You get bonuses like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, the AMP-only forum, as well as the AMP-only podcast, which is commercial-free. So go and get details. Get signed up. Any major credit card, PayPal, some alternative options. Add amp.freetalklive.com. Stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. amp.freetalklive.com.
Check out the Low Country Liberty Report. It's liberty-minded news for liberty-minded folks. This videographer is based out of Savannah, Georgia, and is currently doing a series where he's interviewing all the Ladies of Liberty Alliance calendar girls. You can find these lovely little ladies and their interviews at our very own Free Talk Live Shrine of Female Listeners. You can find all the rest of his stories at lclreport.com, and sometimes even on our new FTL website. Feel free to vote up his stories, if you like, on our new website at freetalklive.com.
All right, 800-259-9231. Luther is here sharing with us, and I guess in a piece from Thomas Knapp. Now, the website is what again?
The Center for a Stateless Society.
Excellent. Thomas Knapp, and he's talking about the SEC, Securities Exchange Commission. Apparently, there's been some outrage about how their lawyers, who are paid over $200,000 a year, have apparently been spending, in some cases, 8 hours a day in their office looking at pornography. They found thousands upon thousands of files.
Right.
Also, they found that one of the lawyers was querying porn sites 16,000 times a month or something like that.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is basically breaks down to all day, every single day that he was at work. And so, of course, there's much outrage about the story, but Tom's perspective is that this is great news, that if you're going to have these bureaucrats around, rather than going after companies and aggressing against them in the name of the state,
yeah,
better to have them just, you know,
with
touching
their hands
themselves.
Full.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'll continue, and he wraps it up here real quick. If we're not lucky, he's talking about how if we're lucky, they're going to do just that. If we're not lucky, they'll decide to try and actually do whatever it was it is that they were supposedly hired to do. And that's when things get really stupid. A bureaucrat on a crusade makes a bull in a china shop look like something not as bad as a bull in a china shop. And so I salute the membership of the Securities Exchange Commission's chapter of Porn Connoisseurs International. Not for anything good they did, but for harm they avoided doing. If we avoid a second Great Depression, we may have them and the staff of Pick Hunter and YouPorn to thank.
Pick Hunter? Oh, so it's a porn site.
Yeah.
Got it. You know, it kind of reminds me of the story of an episode of Penn & Teller's BS, which is a great show. People, if you haven't seen it, make a point of taking a look at it.
I believe a lot of the seasons are on Netflix Instant Watch.
Oh, great. That's great news. I didn't know that. And in some of them you can, I don't think all of them, but some of them you can find if you just go and you look for it online.
Right.
It'll come up on Google Video or YouTube and that kind of thing. So highly recommend it. One of the episodes was, I think, about Homeland Security.
Yeah.
And so they were calling BS on Homeland Security. Now, Mark, you haven't seen the entire series, right? You haven't seen all of Penn & Teller?
No.
Okay. So have you seen the episode where they set people up in the security truck outside of the house?
No.
Okay. Here's what they did. They wanted to test this idea of Homeland Security. Of course, it's promoted in the media as though the government's out there keeping you safe. I mean, we hear people call in on this show on Saturday night, and we have our largest audience of kind of the people that are in the system. They call in and they say, you know, if we're talking about terrorism, and I make the claim that I don't really believe there are terrorists in America because otherwise they would be attacking. There's nothing stopping them from going out and setting a bomb off somewhere or running a truck into the side of a building or gasoline truck or something like that. Like, there all kinds of things that somebody who wanted to do violence could do. And so it's my position that, well, there aren't terrorists in the United States because nothing's happening.
Right. Seems like it's more like just a poor man's war against the United States government to me.
A poor man's war by whom?
Well, it's a lot cheaper to crash a plane into a building than it is to, you know, hire all these defense companies to build these really intricate high-tech planes, you know, and bombs and stuff.
Sure.
Like that. Yeah.
Well, then, yeah, there was the guy that crashed that plane into the recently.
Right.
There was the guy in Austin, but he was just kind of a lone dude, and that's a perfect example of what I'm talking about. He got away with it because it didn't require any real planning or anything like that,
right,
as you're saying. He just went and did it,
right,
and he got away with it. And so,
and it's these aren't happening every day here in the country.
But they could be. If there really was a terrorist,
right,
threat,
if they
could
wanted
be.
To, they could probably get away with it.
So what they did was they wanted to examine this whole concept of Homeland Security. Since it's so important, surely they should be able to find some people that are willing to be enforcers of the Homeland Security rule. So they posed as the Department of Homeland Security, and I don't know how they did this because that's probably a federal crime, but you know, they somehow got people to believe that they were hiring or that they were looking to hire people for the Department of Homeland Security, that kind of thing. They, mm-hmm, they put the word out. I don't know what their methods were to get the people maybe classified.
Craigslist,
that kind of thing. But, you know, get paid very well, work for the security of the country, Homeland Security, come on, get these jobs, right?
Yeah.
So the call went out. People, they came in. They put in their applications, and they took some of them, and they brought them on board, and they went through some basic training as to how to use this equipment, and they were put on assignment, and they are basically sitting in the back of an intelligence van, where they've got a camera that's mounted that can be rotated. So they've got a little joypad, and it's, you know, one of those 360 cameras or whatever where you can pretty much move it wherever you want to, mm-hmm, and you can zoom in and zoom out. And their job was to keep an eye on a house because they've been told that there was a terrorist suspect that was living in that house and that they had intelligence to say that this guy's going out to meet with his terror cell and that they need them to keep their eyes on the house all night to make sure that this guy doesn't leave. It's just basically an operation to where it's pretty simple, right? You watch the house, make sure this guy doesn't go anywhere. If so, let us know. Key up on your radio and let us know what's happening.
Yeah.
So the stage was set. You've got this bureaucrat who's, you know, very gung-ho about, supposedly, about the idea of keeping people safe, right? I mean, here's their opportunity. This is it. They can help catch a terrorist. And so they're sitting there, and they're scanning around with their camera, and they look, you know, looking around. And they look next door, because the windows are open, and there's a woman. She's topless. She's climbing on top of a man, and they're zooming in. They're looking over there, and basically what they showed was that these people who I think and they interviewed them, and they were very excited about their opportunity to, you know, catch a terrorist.
Yeah,
that they were watching the woman having sex with her boyfriend in the house next door. They couldn't be watching the house they were supposed to be watching.
It was kind of like a soap opera, wasn't he? Was cheating on his wife or something, and then the wife came home in the middle of the act or something like that.
It was something to distract them.
Yeah, something, juicy and interesting.
They let the security of the country go to the wayside to watch some sexy things going on. Yeah. I mean, this was how easy it was to dissuade them and from doing their job.
And then the fake boss comes in and busts them and really strings it along, makes them think, oh, you got the tape, right? You know.
Yeah, because while they were watching the house they weren't supposed to be watching, the guy that was supposed terrorist left the house and they didn't even know.
Yep.
So this kind of reminds me
of only
that.
One guy actually kept watching the house. I think for a second he started, but and then he went right back to
And I don't remember how many people that they had
I don't remember if they mentioned.
It was, I think it's fairly revealing. And so it's very similar to this. I mean, instead of actually doing what they've been assigned to do by the government, these lawyers spent their time looking at pornography. And in the case of the Homeland Security, when the security of the country was on the line, they were looking at porn.
Watching people hump.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's been Ian here with you.
And Luther.
And Mark.
All right, we'll return tomorrow night for the live Saturday edition of the program. You can join us then and join us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new, and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color-free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.